Imagine yourself in a regular push-up position, but you're using your knuckles instead of your palms. Without your stomach touching the ground, hop on the tips of your toes and bare knuckles in a straight line and continue the hop until you could not bear the pain. You have just performed the knuckle hop. Rodney Wuerl has held the world record for the event, 191 feet and 10 inches, since the 1988 Arctic Winter Games. He says it's most painful in the first 25 feet.
And after that, from about 50 feet to about 120 feet, you kind of go numb in your knuckles. And then at about 125 feet, the pain starts to come back, but it's coming back up your arms instead of in your knuckles. It seems to spread up into your arms and then to your chest. And then eventually it's just muscle fatigue and you fall down. But the pain afterward is even worse because then it tears your skin off your knuckles and sometimes down to the bone. You know, the healing process is painful. So every time you have to wash your hands or take a shower and get them wet again, it's like, ow, it's so for the next 2 weeks, it's pretty brutal.
Rodney's son, Kyle Wuerl, is competing in the knuckle hop in this year's Olympics for the first time. He explains what the event is all about.
Supposed to be like mimicking the motion of a seal on the ice. And so hunters long ago, when they used to use harpoons, ivory tip harpoons, they hop up to the seal, and by staying really low to the ground, it was a way to sneak up on the seal.
Both Rodney and Kyle agreed that contestants compete against themselves, attempting to achieve personal records. Kyle notes the World Esco Indian Olympics, also known as WEIL, is a celebration of the cultural games, where sportsmanship is most important. Athletes often help their competitors by providing helpful tips.
So it doesn't matter if you're not a top athlete. Everybody has fun in these games, no matter what skill level you're at. And it's more about reaching your own personal bests in these games and not beating everyone else.
Rodney stopped competing in the knuckle hop in 2000. He hopes to return to the event in the next few years.
As I get older, I know I can't beat myself anymore, my record. So now it would be a challenge to say, well, you know, at 54 years old or 55, whenever I compete again, that it would be neat to do 125 feet or 150 feet. That would be a challenge to me.
Rodney says the knuckle hop is the last event in the competition because it destroys the contestants' hands and knuckles. In Anchorage, I'm Alex DeWare.